This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. As Jeff said, Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, an all-around good guy, standing by right now. Daryl, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. You feeling all right? I was a little worried about you. I know you're a little under the weather. I just want to make sure. And as all of Northeast Ohio wants to make sure that Daryl Ryder's okay.
Sure.
It's taking out everyone these days.
Trust me.
A lot of nastiness going around, let me tell you.
Been there, done that. All right, let's talk about... First, let's talk about Deshaun Watson's contract. Looks like the Browns are now on the other side of the cap, which is always a good thing. So what did that mean as they were able to restructure his contract yet again?
Yeah, just pretty much that. I mean, procedural, business, whatever. Converting his salary to signing bonus and all that, which is what they've been doing really since they signed the contract. So they're under the salary cap. Which is good news heading into free agency, close to $13 million in room that's available to them. I'm sure that they will open up some more room with some more restructures and whatnot, but only one more big check to cut that guy and then they can begin the exit strategy starting a year from now.
Do you think, Daryl, that he sees the end of the contract as a member of the Browns?
He has to.
Well, do you see a Russell Wilson type of move?
No, I kind of think that they need to. I think they, because all they're doing, Jeff, just because they're paying the cash, they're not taking the cap hits. That's the problem. They still owe a tremendous amount of salary cap space to him. And all they're doing is just pushing all that cap forward. So, no, he will not be cut before his contract expires, I don't think.
Okay. The other big story, Joel Bitonio wants to stick around for another year. Your thoughts on that?
God bless him.
Does it mean anything, though? Do you think that his conversations with the front office make you feel like he thinks the front office has a direction for this team? Otherwise, he may have retired, or is this all about the cash?
No, I think that Joel is one of the most stand-up human beings you'll ever meet. And, you know, he signed a contract that has one more year left on it, and he's honoring that contract. I don't anticipate he'll be signing a contract extension. I think this will be his last year in the NFL, but I think this is more about Joel living up to his agreed-to obligations more so than he was just absolutely blown away with whatever plan Andrew Berry has been telling folks he has for this offseason.
Can he still play at the level that we're used to seeing him play at, Daryl?
Yeah, I mean, he made the Pro Bowl this past year, granted as an alternate, but still. I think he's still got it. Hopefully he can, play at a high level this year, make another Pro Bowl to add to his resume so that he becomes Hall of Fame eligible. Because getting in to the Hall of Fame as an interior offensive lineman, it's not easy to do.
That's special.
I'm kind of rooting for Joel to get there.
Does this sound right to you? Jack Conklin at right tackle, Wyatt Teller at right guard, Ethan Posick at center, Joel Bitonio at left guard, to be determined at left tackle. Are those other four spots, you think those guys are back next year?
Yeah, I mean, barring injury, sure.
Daryl, when you look at some of these other free agents that are out there right now, is it anything intriguing to you for the Browns? Any of these guys sitting out there going, this is a guy that I think that, and do they have enough play money to get some of these guys if they wanted to?
Yeah, I mean, this is not a great free agent class, similar to the draft and quarterbacks. Like, it's not a good free agent class to go out and spend a lot of money. And again, it's part of the reason why I'm real pessimistic that they're just all of a sudden going to flip a switch and go from 3-14 back to a playoff team this year. This is, I think, a year of transition for the Browns, in my opinion. Try and get out from underneath, any bad contracts. Just kind of, whether they draft a quarterback or two in this draft and, whatever, do the bridge quarterback thing, find the best of the worst quarterback that's available to you for what you're able and willing to pay. Because, again, you just cut a check for $45 million for a guy who's not going to play this year and who hasn't done squat for you since signing that record contract at the time. So, I'm not expecting a bunch of massive splash moves by Andrew Berry. I think this is going to be a precision approach to free agency for him.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter. Do you see any of these free agents who are getting cut loose? Tyler Lockett, Davante Adams, Joey Bosa. Any of these guys make you think, yep, or are you thinking buyer beware on some of these guys?
No, I just don't think the Browns are going to be big spenders.
Okay.
I don't think they might have one, but I don't think they're going to be big spenders. I don't think they can be big spenders. Now, they can do stuff in free agency. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. They're not going to sit it out, but I just think that if folks are expecting them to win the offseason right now, that's just not going to happen.
All right, so do you have a free agent priority list? Do you say, backup quarterback? I mean, a lot of people are talking backup quarterback. That's the easy
one.
No,
they need a starting quarterback. They need somebody that can get them through this 17-game season that faces them. I think they could use, a backup as well, so that you don't have to, put the kid on the field right out of the gate. They've tried that in the past. I don't know if you guys saw Cody Kessler, I guess, was on NFL Network telling his story about how he was supposed to be a redshirt player as a mid-round pick. And then, I think it was by week 3 or 4 he was starting. But that needs to be their approach this year. And they also want to make sure that whatever veteran they bring in is going to be providing the right example for the young player they ultimately end up drafting.
Okay. I think that's interesting. Cam Ward's in town today. Does your gut tell you that he is the guy they want?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And would they be happy if they didn't get him and took somebody else playing that position at two, in other words, Sanders? Or is it Cam Ward or bust when it comes to a first-round quarterback?
I have no idea, Jeff. The only thing I am convinced of right now is that Shedeur Sanders is not the guy they're interested in.
Okay.
There's just wait. Listen, Andrew Berry moves in silence, okay? And the fact that there's just so much information coming from the Browns regarding Shedeur Sanders tells me no. They're really not interested.
In other words, all smokescreen, hoping somebody trades up.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not that's not how Andrew Berry has operated here, okay? It's basically what I have been saying for months now, about this quarterback class not being that great. I think everyone now agrees it's not that great. I'll just say this. If Cam Ward is the guy that they feel is a transformational player, sorry, my throat's just killing me here. He's a transformational player. You have to go get him. I completely disagree with that. I don't think he's a transformational player. I think he has the potential to be a good player, but I don't think he's right out of the gate on that level. But my opinion doesn't matter. It's Andrew Berry's opinion that does. So if Berry feels like that, yeah, he's the guy, then you got to go get him. And you got to do what it takes to go get him. And if you don't, then you punt and you set yourself up for 2026 to be able to try and find you that young transformational player at that position. That's just my take on this situation. It's been my take on this situation for months. I remain unmoved and unchanged from it. But I'm not making a whole big deal about these. They're doing their homework. They're doing what they're supposed to do. These guys are supposed. They should be bringing these guys in for workouts and meetings and dinners and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I don't think that just because he's here on his own that means that he's the guy, or the fact that he's here to begin with means he's the guy. Just this is just all part and parcel to the process here of, checking these guys out, doing the due diligence and all that. I still wouldn't take him with the number two pick if he's there. I just wouldn't.
Daryl, Adam Schefter suggests that maybe Joe Flacco might not be a bad...
Nope. No.
Can I even finish the sentence?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Joe has made it clear he's not interested in mentoring anybody, and that's a big part of the Browns' job description, right?
Is that last year, or is that currently right now? Like, Joe has said this recently?
No, this is from last year.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Maybe he has a change of heart about that situation, yeah, knowing that he could come in here for a year and just be able to... I mean, he knows his days are numbered, and he had great success. I mean, you tell me, what was Berea like when Joe Flacco was around?
Well, they won, but I'm just...
What was Berea like? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just telling you. I don't think it's a fit.
All right, then
Daryl.
I don't think Joe thinks it's a fit either, by the way.
Give me the perfect fit. Tell me what they need to bring.
There is no perfect fit. That's the problem. No, I'm serious. That's the problem this offseason. There's no perfect fit. I think Kirk Cousins, if he can be released, I think he's the best of the worst that's available, as I call it, in the dumpster diving for quarterback-a-thon that they're going to have this year. I don't know, Gardner Minshew, who knows? There are no good options. They're all terrible options, but... at least Cousins has some history with Stefanski. He knows the system. There's a relationship there. And You know, he would come into this situation, I think, with a pretty open-eyed view of it, unlike the situation that he had in Atlanta where they gave him the contract and then all of a sudden they're drafting a quarterback, right? You know, he would probably know coming in here, first of all, he's going to be on close to a veteran minimum because the Falcons are paying him, right? So that's what the Browns need. They need a guy that can come in and win them some games, keep the boat afloat for a season until, you know, basically to buy them some time, whether it's for the quarterback that they ultimately draft at the end of next month or buy them time until next year when they look to, you know, draft that franchise quarterback. But Cousins is kind of, I guess, if you want to call it my favorite, go ahead. But I think he's like the best of the worst options that are available.
Daryl, 20-second question here. Nick Chubb, gone 100%? Yes? No?
No, I don't think it's 100%. I think it's a situation where go out, see what your value is, considering, what you've been through, and then, you know, come on back and let us know. And, you know, if it's in the budget, they'll bring him back. If it's not in the budget, then he'll have to finish his career elsewhere. But no, I don't think it's 100% that Chubb is gone, although it seems to be the pendulum is swinging in that direction.
Good stuff. Daryl Ryder, thank you. We appreciate you. You're a good man.
Thank you, Daryl.
Good, guys.
We're listening for you on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast, especially this week's where he has Governor Mike DeWine from the great state of Ohio talking about a lot of things, including financing for new stadiums in Cincinnati and, of course, a dome here in Northeast Ohio.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.